Hey there, beautiful people. It's Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things tension busting and mindset magic. And trust me, we all need a little magic these days, right? The world seems to be spinning faster than ever, deadlines, social media, trying to keep up with everyone else's highlight reels. It's enough to make your head spin. But what if I told you there was a way to find calm amidst the chaos? A secret weapon to combat stress and actually feel more in control? That's where mindfulness comes in. And no, I'm not talking about chanting in a dimly lit room or wearing saffron robes, although that sounds pretty chill. Mindfulness is about bringing your full attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Think of it like hitting the pause button on autopilot and finally getting to truly experience life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jessica, I'm already stretched thinner than a yoga instructor after an intense class. Where am I supposed to find time for all this mindfulness stuff? Don't worry, my friend, because that's exactly where we come in. You don't need hours of meditation or some crazy spiritual awakening to reap the benefits. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build a mindfulness practice that actually works for you. 1. Start small. Forget trying to become a Zen master overnight. Think micro moments of mindfulness throughout your day. Take 3 deep breaths while waiting in line. Savor a sip of your coffee. Or truly listen to the birds chirping as you walk outside. These small pockets of awareness can make a world of difference. 2. Find what feels good. Mindfulness isn't one size fits all. Experiment with different techniques and find what resonates with you. Maybe it's walking meditation, body scan exercises, journaling, or even just focusing on the rhythm of your breath. The key is to create a practice that feels enjoyable and sustainable, not like another chore on your never-ending to-do list. 3. Embrace imperfection. Listen up, because this is crucial. There's no such thing as perfect mindfulness. Your mind will wander, it's natural. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment, like a playful puppy returning to its leash after a good sniff around the block. 4. Make it a habit. Consistency is key, my friends. Just like brushing your teeth, make mindfulness a part of your daily routine. Set reminders on your phone, join an online community for support, or find a buddy who's also on the mindfulness journey. Accountability makes all the difference. 5. Celebrate your progress. Acknowledge and celebrate even the smallest wins. Did you manage to stay present during a stressful conversation? Did you notice the beauty of a sunset without getting sucked into your phone? Give yourself a high five. Those are victories worth celebrating. Ever feel like your mind is running on overdrive? Thoughts swirling faster than a tornado in a wind tunnel? You know that feeling when you're trying to focus, but your brain is playing its own symphony of distractions. I'm talking about the inner monologue that never seems to shut off, the worries, the to-dos, the endless replay of past conversations. Sound familiar? Well, imagine this. You're sitting in a park, enjoying the warmth of the sun on your skin and the gentle rustling of leaves. But instead of letting yourself fully experience these sensations, you find yourself thinking about that email you need to send, the deadline looming over you, or maybe even that embarrassing moment from last week's party. Talk about missing out on the beauty around us. This is where mindfulness comes in to save the day. It helps us break free from our mental hamster wheels and truly connect with the present moment. So, what does this all mean for you? It means creating space for peace, clarity, and joy in your everyday life. It means showing up more fully for yourself and the people around you. And ultimately, it means living a more intentional and fulfilling life, one mindful moment at a time. Remember, friends, you don't have to be perfect at this. Just start small, experiment, and find what works best for you. Let me know what resonates with you. Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag us on social media. And remember, keep spreading the mindfulness magic. Until next time, stay grounded, stay centered, and most importantly, stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.